gal. Can't take my eye off you. Can't take my eye off you. Kim gal. Don't got nothing on you. Don't got nothing on you. My heart is ready for something I haven't had in a long time. True love crime, I hope you know that. It may hurt for a while. Let's slow down, slow down. I can see behind that broken smile. Nice, sweet, smooth, like cocoa bread. Cocoa bread. Side on duty, not too much or too sweet. Ooh, passion from yours truly. Let me know how you feel. Hope I'm not in too deep. Ewa, Phoebe, Vida, Fieva. Won't be alone forever. Get through the storm together. Ooh, girl, make some room. I know you still. You're nice, sweet, smooth.
Yeah. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of the Sam Sales University. Yes, yes, yeah. Happy Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully you've had a successful sales week going into the weekend. Made yourself some new relationships. Made some shekels. So we can pour back into the economy. Yes, yes, yes. What do you guys got planned for the weekend? I think I want to go bowling. Or go to the racetrack. I'm going to learn how to bet on horses. So, in any event, today on the Sam Sales Show, I want to talk about data. You know, sales is an art as much as it is a science. You know, sales and marketing is a numbers game. You got to know your numbers. In fact, I would suggest that if you go into a new sales organization and you don't have enough data for yourself, you speak to your managers and you ask them, hey, what are the numbers? How many clients or prospects do I need to see every month for me to start seeing results? But I want to talk about What is the data-driven insights in the context of sales? Data-driven insights in sales refer to the valuable information and knowledge that sales professionals extract from customers' data and analytics. These insights help sales teams make informed decisions, personalize interaction, and optimize their sales strategies for better results. Okay, so data is going to help you fine-tune your relationship and your interactions with your clients or prospects. Okay. Now, you may ask, well, how can data-driven insights enhance the sales process? Well, data-driven insights provide a deeper understanding of customer behavior, preferences, and pain points. This enables sales teams to tailor their approach, offer relevant solutions, and engage with prospects and clients in a more personalized manner. It also helps identify trends, opportunities that can lead to improved sales performance. So let's say, for instance, you are doing a lot of telesales over the phone, and management notices that you're having a hard time closing your sales or your deal. So they may take a look at your numbers and see, hey, and they'll compare it to someone who's doing very well. They'd be like, you know, maybe your phone time, maybe you're not spending enough time on the phone with your prospect. You're not taking the time to overcome objections and to and get, you know, and to find out really what the customer needs. So this is just one example of how data can help improve your performance. Now, what type of data are typically used for generating insights in sales? Well, sales teams gather a variety of data, including customer demographics, purchase history, interaction records, website behavior, social media engagement. This data helps create a holistic view of customers and enable more targeted and effective communication. Yes. Again, customer demographics, purchase history, interaction records, website behavior, social media engagement. Okay. This is going to provide a holistic view in helping you target your customers more effectively. Now, you may ask, well, how can I effectively analyze my customers' data? Well, effective analysis of customer data involves using tools like CRM systems. All right, that's what I've always talked about. You got to find a good CRM. And also a good data analytics platform as well. A lot of times the CRMs may have that data information built in, or you may have to get another software and integrate it with that CRM. These tools will help identify patterns, trends, and correlations in the data that can inform sales strategies, and sales professionals can then interpret this information to make informed decisions. Okay, now let's go a little bit deeper into predictive analytics. All right, and what role does predictive analytics play in data-driven insights for sales? Well, predictive analytics uses historical data to forecast future outcomes. In sales, predictive analytics can identify potential high-value leads, predict customer buying behaviors, and suggest optimal times for outreach. This helps sales teams allocate resources more effectively. So this also helps companies with managing their budget. How much can we spend every month on these set of leads, knowing that we're going to get this type of return back? Do you see how important data is, ladies and gentlemen? Now, you may ask, well, how can small businesses benefit from data-driven insights in sales? Well, small businesses can use data-driven insights to compete more effectively by understanding customers' preferences and trends. They can tailor their offerings and marketing strategies. This personalization can lead to higher customer satisfaction and loyalty, even on a smaller scale. Small business is big business. You got to treat your small business like a big business, ladies and gentlemen. even if you're a one-man show, look at those numbers. Now, everything isn't peaches and cream. There are some challenges here when using data-driven insights. One challenge is the need for clean and accurate data. Dirty data is no good, okay? Poor data quality can lead to inaccurate insights and decision. Additionally, there might be concerns about data privacy and compliance with regulations such as GDPR. Now, again, if your data isn't clean, it is no good. You must have clean data. Okay. Now, I'm going to give you some examples of how data-driven insights can transform the sales approach. Let's consider a retail company that analyzed their customers' data and found that a significant portion of their customers make repeat purchases within a specific time frame. Using this insight, they implemented a targeted email campaign offering personalized discounts just before this time frame, resulting in a substantial increase in repeat sales. You see how this works? Now, let's go back to CRM. So you might ask, well, how does data-driven insights tie into customer relation management, which is a CRM tool, like we spoke about, Salesforce, Zoho, HubSpot, et cetera, et cetera. Well, CRM systems collect and store customer data, allowing sales teams to track interactions, preferences, and purchase history. By analyzing this data, sales professionals can identify the most promising leads, nurture relationships, and tailor their communication to individual customers. This is the power of CRM. All right, if you're taking notes in a notebook, throw it away. Get yourself a CRM, please. You're living in the Stone Age if you're still writing down notes. So I'm going to give you a few steps that you can take to start incorporating data-driven insights into your sales strategies. You want to gather data, collect relevant customer data through various touch points. You want to get good tools to do that. You want to implement data analytics tools and CRM systems to manage and analyze the data. You want to identify patterns, look for patterns, trends, and correlations within the data. And segmentation. Use the insights to segment customer base on behaviors and preferences. Segmentation. Use the insights to segment customer base on behaviors and preferences. All right, that's called segmentation. Personalization. Develop personalized communications and offering for each segment. Not all customers are the same, so when you segment them, you'll be able to personalize your message to each of them. Continuous learning. Regularly analyze results and adjust strategies based on new insights. Remember that data-driven insights are a powerful tool, but their value lies in the actionable steps you take based on the information they provide. So if you don't act on the data, it's useless. It's just a bunch of numbers. That's all, folks. Enjoy your weekend. Get ready for Monday. Come to work. Energize. Don't burn yourself out before you get back to work. Your work is what provides you your luxuries in life. Take care of your body. Exercise. Eat well. Stay away from negative people. Don't listen to their bullshit. Because they ain't shit. Ooh, the professor has a filthy mouth.
And remember, ladies and gentlemen, always be nosy.